Blog Talk Radio.
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how'd you like to get down with DDP? Right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is gonna be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, Magnum, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, let me just tell you, July 12th, Bash at the Beach. Want him to know the size does matter.
That's this Sunday, fans. The whole world's talking about it.
Rod Silver's dead. You're dead.
Bam! So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Back the camera up. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in 10 minutes. Bam!
Radio.
Yo, what's up, boys and girls, and welcome to the final episode of DDP Radio, because I'm going back to YRG Radio, mainly because I've got such a crazy schedule this year, this summer. It's like, it's not fair to, I think, to my two hosts, who sometimes have to leave themselves to do other things, but I really like what Sparky, you know, has been doing the last couple of weeks, and I love what Stacey's been doing for the last month or so here when we work with Doug and just me and her at times as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this totally over onto YRG Radio again, because if we lose some of the listeners that come on just to hear wrestling stories or whatever, that's not really what this show's about anyway. You know, it's about motivating people. It's about continuing to inspire people from the inside out to achieve their goals, whether it's weight loss or, you know, flexibility back in their body because their body's beat up and broken down, or just people who fall down and have trouble getting back up again, emotional gravity. And I can't think of two better people to put it in the hands of than Sparky and Stacy. And I will be around. It's not like I'm not going to be around, but I'll be coming in for short periods of time, in and out. Sometimes I'll just be listening to hear what the hell's happening, and I'll just throw my own two cents in, which takes the pressure off of me when I'm doing this summer, and then we'll see what happens after the summer shakes out. And it's funny because Stacy, first of all, how are you doing tonight, Stacy?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Very good. And Sparky, you?
I'm doing great, wonderful, and terrific, sir.
Okay, and how about you, Robert?
I am hanging in there. I'll just say that.
You take a few standing eight counts, but you're still answering the bell, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I gotta put Stacy over in the way that you know, because we hadn't talked for a couple of days, I guess for about a week or so. And last week when, you know, I brought this up about Sparky, you know, running the show, I didn't mean it like just Sparky. I meant Sparky and Stacy. But with some people, you know, when they hear things, they think, oh, my God, I've just been X'd out. And Stacy, and I've known her now for over 2 years now, and she called me up. She goes, I heard I've been fired. What happened? I go, what are you talking about? Well, I listened to the show, and I heard that you came to the show to Sparky, and I'm not on anymore. I go, what, are you kidding me? You're one of my heroes. What are you talking about? You're not on the show. So I love the fact that you actually took the call as opposed to what maybe would have happened a year ago. Do you think you would have made that call to me a year ago?
No, I would have probably emailed you if I had done anything.
Well, But why wouldn't you have? Like, what's the difference?
The past 2 years, in addition to dropping weight, it's been all about facing fears and realizing that most of them weren't even worth being afraid of, you know. And I've always, for a long time, I've had trouble. I don't really like the word confrontation, but to me, confrontation is more just, it's just like honestly communicating. And I realized that's not really all that scary. I was just kind of making it out to be more scary than it was. So I got better and better at it with practice. And so when that came up last week, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to give them a call and we'll see what's what.
You know, they say that, and this is one of those Harvard studies, I don't know who actually really did it, but they say that 70% of the things that we worry about never happen. And I know, it happens to me, you know, and I think I'm one of the most positive people on the planet besides Mark Merrow, and it happens to me. I mean, I get caught with emotional gravity, and I'll think, oh, man, this really sucks because of blah, blah, blah. This isn't going to happen. That will happen. It's like, well, wait a minute. Stop that. You know, listen to yourself talk once in a while. And I'll pull myself out, and I normally do it by, you know, just flipping the script and, you know, and going back to attitude of gratitude. I will tell you guys one of the things that happened this week that was really cool. I ended up getting with a guy named Freddie George, who is one of the writers for Tap Out magazine. And he actually was in the original book, Yoga for Regular Guys. He played one of the mechanics. And, you know, he was a picture of him, like it was a trucker mechanic with grease paint on him, and he was doing some kind of YRG move, and Kim was sitting next to him just looking hot, you know, because that book was really, you know, that was sort of like my version of what yoga was meets the man show. It was regular guys and hot-looking chicks. And, you know, that's where this all started. Now, today, you know, I don't even call it yoga for so many other reasons besides I want to create my own brand of YRG, but now YRG stands for You're Ready, Go. I mean, because it's so different. And what I created with this this workout that I had Freddie doing is what I'm calling YRG Extreme. And it's just that. It's like if you can do the Fat Burner Plus off the original DVDs, or if you can do the you know, double black diamond, maybe even a diamond cutter mixed with red hot core, then you could actually do this workout. You're going to stumble and fall a lot, and it's going to be even harder. But it's all of these workouts mixed together and done at, like, an ultra level. And the reason why I'm creating it, because it's going to come out, the article's going to come out in June. And because of the whole Osama bin Laden thing, the Tap Out has done a tribute to the military. And they asked me to put it, I was wondering why Freddie asked me to put, you know, I had some tacky, fatigues, you know, pants that I had got when I was over in Iraq. So he goes, do your workout in those. I was like, okay, I didn't know why, you know, he wanted me to do it like that, to where after he took the pictures and realized it was actually the military issue. But also when Freddie was in my office taking pictures of, you know, of all the different pictures I have around and the action figures and all, you know, the trophies and all that stuff, he looked up and he goes, what's that there? I said, well, that's sort of like my tribute to all the guys when I've been over to Iraq and Afghanistan. He goes, who's that? Who's the kid in the picture with? Why does he have a picture with you? I said, because he didn't make it back. And he's like, really? I said, yeah. He goes, how'd you know? I said, they sent me an email. His uncle sent me an eagle. BDP fan dies in line of duty. And it was pretty detailed. So if you go to DiamondDallasPage.com, the story's all up there under Fallen Heroes, under DDP and our troops. They took that story, and the uncle had written me, who's been 25 years in the military, and then I sat down and wrote him and his family a heartfelt email that literally had me like just tearing up throughout the whole thing. And I was flying back from New York to LA, and students kept coming up to me. She goes, "Are you okay?" You know, I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just writing something pretty heartfelt here." And it really hit the family big time. And they, you know, Luke really appreciated his uncle and his mom did, and me and the fallen hero, Chris Simpson. Me and his mom ended up talking on the internet, and I sent her my book, Positively Paige, and trying to help her find some kind of positive in this worst catastrophe that could ever happen to you. And as of being a parent, and she started the foundation for Chris Simpson. And long story short is that whole story, it's two pages, they actually are going to put in that issue of Tap Out magazine. So his mom is like so excited because anytime that, you know, she can keep the memory of her son alive, it's really powerful and it's strong. So in this issue of Tap Out, I have two different articles in there, and they want to do a feature on me when NYRG, when I release the new YRG Zero Impact Fitness thing. We're going to go and shoot that probably sometime in July. It might be pushed off to August. I have to figure that out still because I have to have my deal done with my partners and stuff before I move forward with that. But in the meantime, I am going to film on the 3rd and 4th of June YRG Extreme. So I'm actually going to have it up there. And, you know, it's funny. I was writing copy today with Robert, and then he sent it to Giorgio. And, you know, mine was really stiff. And Giorgio had some great feedback coming back on, you know, why do you want to say it like that or this? But and he just rewrote some stuff. Then Robert rewrote some stuff. And it's going to be this ain't your grandma's workout. This ain't even your regular guy workout. This is like someone who wants to take it to that next level. That, you know, and I'm really developing it for the UFC fighter, the MMA fighter, the, you know, the pro athlete, or the college athlete that wants to have his game at a whole different level. So that's what that whole thing about YRG Extreme is all about. And so just for the record, so you know what's coming out and what it's going to be like. And I'll be doing little pieces of it, not in long duration, so anybody could do the workout when we go down to the YRG Extravaganza in Mexico, but I will be showing a lot of the stretching stuff that I'm doing in it that actually jacks your heart rate up, literally just stretching. And it's a stretching movement. So it's pretty interesting because I've just sort of come on these things. Every day I'm doing something different. I go, wow, that's really neat. I'm going to add this. How about if I change it like that? So pretty cool. So that's all I'm going to say for today. I'm going to hand this show over to Sparky and Stacy because I really want them to start to get the feel of the show for themselves, and I'll be listening in from time to time, and if you have any questions, I will definitely come on and answer them. Just send them to me at my page at Team YRG, and then I'll come on the show and answer them there. Sound good? Hey,
that sounds good. Hey, I just wanted to thank you, Dallas, for listening in to us, Stacy and I, and having the trust in us to be able to say, hey, we are a part of Team YRG, and we're here to support everybody, and that you really trust us with it. And, you know, I think we're both really looking forward to it with Robert to take it where it needs to go for you. So.
Well, I think a lot of times, the people who are listening out there, especially people with weight issues, tough for them to really relate to a lot of things that I say besides the wrestling, you know. But you guys who have, you know, you overcome, you know, 50 pounds and getting in the best shape of your life, Sparky and Stacy. I mean, she's changing the world stuff, showing that, you know, most people would go in for the surgery, but she didn't. She did it all her own way and in her own way and in her own time. And so I think it's a great story. So do you have anything to say, Stace, for around here?
No, I just second that. I'm really excited about co-hosting with Sparky and sharing what I've learned and what's worked for me, and hopefully it can inspire others who are on a similar path.
That's all this show's about. All right, guys, I will be checking in. I will talk to you later. It's in your hands.
Okay, Alice.
See ya.
See you later, bro.
Bye.
All right, guys, this is it. So we're back to YRG Radio. You've got myself, Sparky, you have the beautiful Stacy, and you have the amazing Robert, who keeps everything going here. So,
Yeah.
It's a balancing act.
Robert is the best plate spinner in the world.
Years of practice. Before we go on, I wonder if I can interject for a second.
Do it.
That story that Dallas was just telling about Sergeant Simpson, there's a part of the story that he usually doesn't tell, which is kind of cool. When he was on that trip and on that plane, I had gotten the idea for a U.S. flag t-shirt design. Like, you know, you imagine the diamond cutter hands with a flag on them. And it said something
like...
Love
that design, by the way.
Yeah, it just came out really, really well. And I sent it to him when I think he got it like right after he got off the plane. So we put our heads together, and he's like, "Yo, I love the design." What ended up happening to that design was that we had redone it two or three different versions, and Dallas donated it to that family so they could use it to get money for the burial and anything else that they needed. So it ended up being a really cool project.
Now that's a cool thing. And when you think about Dallas and you think about Team YRG, it's like the paying it forward and the thinking of others aspect of it. That says it all. That definitely says it all.
We went through everything. I mean, we not only donated the shirt and the designs and everything, but I went in and was able to get them set up on Cafe Press, so it just didn't cost them anything. We got everything set up for them, so they were off and running within a couple of days.
Is that still going?
As far as I know, I haven't checked on it in probably 6 months or so. But I mean, the design is there, so I'm assuming that they're doing whatever, you know. I gave them all the files for it.
So they need to check out Cafe Press for what was the name again?
Sergeant Christopher Simpson.
So guys, check that out, man. If you want to support the family and the military and help out YRG and DDP in doing that, that sounds like a great idea for people to do if you haven't gotten your YRG T-shirt yet. So, one of the things I think we've been looking at is like taking a look at the community. One of the things that Dallas said was it's a show, sort of, by the people, for the people, and Robert, Stacey, and I are the people, and we're here for you, and we're hoping you're going to be here for us. So one of the things I wanted to do is take a moment and sort of acknowledge everybody who's helping to support us as far as being new members in the community. This week we've had people from the UK all the way to Indiana coming in, and we got Rick Smith, who started in the UK, and then in between him and Katie Stifler, who's in Indiana, we have Mariel in PA, Troy Carrington and Chris Sanford in Seminole, Florida. So a big welcome to all you new members. And if you're listening to us tonight, we're going to be happy to have you call in and talk to you about everything. I know we have a show topic, which I'm going to get to in a second. But anything you need, we're more than happy to talk to you about. And then the next thing, if you're looking at the community, you know, we got the blogs, we've got the forums, a lot of good information is in there. And we really got to give a congratulations to Despina Gallianos and to her lucky guy because she just got engaged. So,
oh, nice.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's a great family already with Despina and Mikey, but, they're growing, and that's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, let me add to that a little bit because you just actually made me think of something. With all the new members, because everybody, as everybody knows, everybody gets moderated on the site just to keep. We want to keep the spam out or anybody who's trying to disrupt what we've got going. If there's anybody that has an issue with anybody on the site spamming or anything, just let me know. And we've been very lucky. We've only had one negative occurrence in the 3 or 4 years the site's been going. But I just want to put that out there. If anybody sees anybody doing anything that they probably shouldn't be doing, just feel free to let me know, and we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. I remember, Robert's on top of that. Actually, in the year that I've been here, even with the spam and everything else, I've seen one incident, and that was nipped in the bud so quickly that you never knew it was there. So That's what Robert does to help keep these things well-oiled and to keep us with all the right people and in the right state of mind. So, we got Jay and K Kelly in the chat room saying, "Where's the love for Canada?" So I got it right here, eh? And, Kelly, happy birthday. She turned 30. And, you know, she's been writing about how happy she's been about how this is not hard for her anymore. She's not working hard to get it done. And, you know, it's she's really focused on being happy. And she went on a sort of a jean splurge and got herself some new jeans with turning 30 and being flirty, as she says it. So, you know, congrats to Kelly. You've really stuck with it, yeah. You know, and you keep coming back, and that's fantastic. So, you know, congratulations
really
to you.
Warner, I can tell. She has just really blossomed. It's like her motivation is on steroids now. It's so great to witness.
She's really pumped up, and not only is her motivation pumped up, but this is a great segue. I don't know if you guys have seen what she's done with StacyMorris.com, but Stacy has a fantastic website out there talking about everything YRG related and all the great things she's done. In addition to that, if you don't know, Stacy has a blog, Hungry for the Truth blog. And, Stacy, you can give out the URL for that in a second because I know I got it up here somewhere. But
well, it's really long. If you just Google my name and Hungry for the Truth, you'll get to it.
And then you have, when you get there, you have Stacy on. Now, what race is that? Because you're out there and it looks like a breast cancer awareness race or something.
I'm
standing on a bridge with your arms up. What's that all about?
Yeah, that was when I walked the marathon in New York City for breast cancer awareness, the Avon Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a complete moment of triumph because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
No, that's awesome. And if you look at that picture, man, that picture to me says success, and you are absolutely dripping and amazing right there. So
dripping and amazing, that's good.
Hey, I got all kinds of stuff. It was either dripping and amazing or soaked in awesome sauce, but dripping and amazing looks good for that.
Oh, I like that. I like both of them. But I wanted to, especially since she's on tonight, to thank Kelly. Because
Actually, let me interrupt you for a second. I think,
okay.
Kelly, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kelly.
There you go, Stacy.
Kelly.
Oh, my
God. What's up?
How you doing, girl?
I've wanting to talk to you for so long. First of all, just because you're a cool person and you're a lot of fun, but to thank you for making my website what it is. It would not be what it is without you and your talent. So thank you.
Oh, no problem. I had fun doing it.
I think what's amazing is that when Kelly first got on, I was talking to her, and I'm, what are you up to? And she's like, oh, I did a little bit of this website design and whatnot. And it wasn't until she made your site that I was like, you do a little bit?
I know.
She's got that thing totally rocked out to the hilt. I mean, and combined with the information that's on it, there's a plethora of stuff there. So, you know, Kelly, you turned 30. How are you feeling?
Yep. Pretty good. So far, 30 is looking up.
Looking up?
Better than the last 10 years.
But, Kelly, I bet you feel better now than you did 5 years ago.
Oh, in so many ways. Unreal.
Wow.
A change in attitude goes a long way, too.
What?
A change in attitude goes a very long way, too.
And you really stuck with it, because how long have you been on Team YRG?
Last July, I think. Yeah, last July.
Yeah, and I know
right
you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and, you know, you never gave up. And that's what I just find so inspiring, you know, because I've been following your journey.
Yeah, I had many, many, many downs and some ups, and now there's more ups than downs. So it's finally getting to where I want it. So it's kind of good that way. But, yeah, there was definitely lots of downs.
Well, what does Dallas say? It's not how many times you fall.
You have to go down. There you go.
How many times you get up. I've mastered the getting up. That's, man, I should, like, write a book on the getting up part.
And you know what? Practice makes perfect, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, people get so scared of the falling down that I think they shackle themselves. I always compare it to a halo and a shackle. That they hold themselves so tight to themselves that they won't take that step forward. And,
oh, it's true.
You know, when you do it over and over and you recognize that failure is a learning experience, failure is not a dirty word. It's a good word. That's how people learn, how you expand. And your failures become, you know, they might become bigger, they might become better learning experiences, but it's the only way you grow.
Exactly. And it goes with life in general, too.
Yeah, when I'm in a down phase, I've realized, because, you know, I've lived a little more life than some of you guys. I'm in my late 40s now. And I realize, you know, sometimes it's just a dark period that has to be ridden out. And it doesn't last forever, but there is value in going through it and getting through it. And then it does get easier, but you have to ride it out. You can't give up and think this is it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because it's like a lot of those kind of proverbs and say, you know, it gets hardest just before the light, the darkest hour is usually the hardest. But if you can make it through that, then you're all set.
Yeah. Yeah, you're living proof.
That's fantastic.
I'm just stubborn.
Hey, stubborn is a fantastic quality, believe me.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we're talking about this week is trying to make YRG fit anytime and anywhere, and that's any aspect of YRG, whether it be motivation, trying to get a workout in when you're on the road, or trying to get a workout in when you don't feel like you want to work out, making your meals, making it efficient for you. So, Kelly, since you've been in and you've had some ups and downs, maybe you can help people relate to how you had to create some time to really get in the frame of mind to fit YRG into your life.
Well, when I first started, I was trying to do the gluten-free, the dairy-free, the exercise, everything all at once. And for me personally, that was completely 100% overwhelming. It's not that I can't do it at that time. My mind wasn't where it needed to be. I had a lot of personal stuff going on. It was like, holy crap, I can't do this. So I decided at that time that I was going to pick the exercise part. And I was going to develop and get those habits formed first and get those really solid, and then I would work on the food. I still ate healthy, but I didn't move into, like, really super healthy until probably a couple of months ago. I wanted to make sure, because I'm a creature of habit, and if I don't have that habit formed solidly, I'm going to lose it. So I made sure that
point.
I had that.
Yeah, one of the things that I firmly believe in, and this is what got me started as well, and you just laid out the blueprint for it. You know, habits, if you read anything, they'll tell you they take between 20 and 30 days to form, and it's a repeatable, something that's repeatable, something that's simple for you to do, but you have to force yourself to do it for that long until it does become a habit. And sometimes if you take too much on, it's an avalanche. So,
exactly.
And one of the things in goal setting that helps make habits, you know, form and helps make things like that successful is breaking them down into pieces. You know, and a lot of people think if I'm going to hit a goal, I have to blast myself out of the cannon all at once. And one of the things that you did on your own to make it successful is you broke it down into little pieces. And breaking it down into pieces, it's easier to eat, you know, an elephant in little bites than in one chunk at a time, right?
Exactly, yeah. And like,
yeah, I liken it to learning how to walk. I mean, you can't learn how to walk before crawling, and that's how I did it too. The first thing I did when I started was I just eliminated my most toxic and damaging binge foods, and that's all I was able to do in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got some strength under my belt, I moved from there. But I am in complete agreement that it wouldn't have worked for me if I tried to make too many changes at once.
Yeah. And it's true. Like, for me personally, when I started YRG, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to nail this. And I tried too much at first. Like, I tried to do, you know, the Diamond Dozen and everything, like, every day. And it just burnt me out right away. So then I kind of started back at square one. And then I ended up doing it a couple of times a day. A couple times a week. And then it got to about four times a week. And then the holidays came, Christmas and stuff. And I did pretty good around there. I took my yoga mat with me to my family's place and did that whole thing. And then in January, I decided, and of course this is not YRG, but I wanted to try Zumba because I've heard that it's dancing and I love to dance and I'm always terrible at dancing. But I thought, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. So now, as of tonight, I'm up to YRG three times a week, Zumba seven times a week, boot camp twice a week.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm not working hard enough.
It helps. One of my best friends is a personal trainer, and she's also the Zumba instructor. So it helps that way, and it's good to have that personal interaction, like, because I'm by myself, and I don't, like, people don't come over very much and stuff like that. So I'm on my own, whereas if I do something in a group like that, if I could get people around here to do YRG in a group, it'd be the same thing, because then you have that personal accountability to people. You know, if you have a class twice a week, and then people are, oh, well, where's Kelly? Why isn't she here? And then they start, you know, emailing you and saying, what's going on? How come you're not here? And then it kind of has that accountability factor to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, accountability is a big thing. Thinking that you may have missed something, or thinking that, you know, people are looking towards you to meet a goal, even if they're, you know, sort of investing in you to see you do it to motivate them. That's a big motivator. It absolutely is.
Yeah,
so
I find that's what's happening.
What?
I said that's what I find is happening. So
that's good. I see a couple people talking about some foods and getting some foods in, and maybe on some budget things and whatnot. You know, one of the things that I'll call her our Stacey Morris, because she's all of ours and we need to take advantage of her, because she knows just about everything about making food work with YRG. Maybe that's something that you can touch on, Stacey. So what are some of the things that we can do, you know, maybe if we're on a limited budget or we're trying to squeeze, you know, some YRG healthy eating habits in on a budget, you know, what are some things that we can look to be successful?
Well, I'll just tell you what I eat a lot of, and I think it's, you've heard of that 20% rule with wardrobe, like most of us wear the same 20% our favorites over and over. Well, I've found that to be true with food, and I pretty much go back to the same foods because I guess I like them and they work, and I feel like they do good things for my body. So here goes. Rice cakes. I always have rice cakes in the house because they keep for a long time. They're low calorie. They're gluten free, and you can do a lot of things with them. Usually, I put nut butters on them, especially in the morning.
Okay.
And
now you mentioned this before. I don't mean to interrupt. What's a nut butter? I've never.
Oh,
heard
you know,
of
like almond butter, peanut butter, cashew.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just weird. It's so weird how my body has changed and what I gravitate to has changed. I am not a vegetarian, but I eat so much less meat and chicken than I used to, and that's just been a natural thing. So I get most of my protein from eggs, which are very affordable. I have eggs every day, nuts, and nut butters. And I'm completely happy that way. It just works for me. And I also do a lot of egg white protein drinks because I'm dairy-free, and most protein drinks out there have whey in them. So egg whites are great because there's no fat, protein, and have a whole recipe blog on YRG about how to make protein drinks more exciting. On their own, they're not too much fun. But also another trick I use is frozen vegetables, which actually better for you than the ones that have been shipped, you know, God knows how many miles, and have already been, you know, in a state of decay, basically. It's not as good as going to the farmer's market, but I live, you know, in the Northeast, so I don't get the farmer's market very often, you know, maybe 4 months a year. Frozen vegetables, frozen berries, fruits, fantastic. They're not that expensive. It's actually much more affordable than buying fresh produce. And so that's another trick that's been working for me.
Yeah, one of the things I love to do is, and actually following that model, I grab, now this is probably going to sound disgusting, but I try to get my fruits and vegetables in, and one of the things I do if I'm quick and trying to get something, if I'm trying to get a quick meal in on the go, because I'm actually a very slow person, but I need a quick meal to get me going. I throw some frozen spinach in a blender, and I get some frozen blueberries, and I put them in a blender. I put a little juice, maybe a little bit of water in it, some organic juice, blend it up. It's delicious, and I make sure I get my servings in, and I'm out the door very, very quick. Do you ever do anything like that? Get any, like, smoothie recipes or anything like that that can get people on the go?
Well, yeah, I mean, I use the protein powder mix, always almond milk or coconut milk. Never, you know, I'm off dairy. And berries, I'll use, those are great. Molasses, got a lot of iron. Cocoa powder, loaded with antioxidants, and that really fulfills my chocolate cravings. I have at least one of those a day. I don't know, that's about it. Fruit and different flavorings, and that does it for me. You know?
Let me ask you this. Yeah, hold on a minute. It's my turn. All this, you know, you used to eat, you know, pretty much anything that you came across, or, you know, you had your binges or whatever. What is it that, I'm curious, what, you know, we'll all allow ourselves treats and to, you know, do a little bit of what we used to do. What do you absolutely stay away from now?
Well, you know, bread, anything with gluten. I used to love Italian bread with like half a stick of melted butter, you know.
Hmm.
That was what I would have for dinner. So I pretty much, that is just out. Like any kind of bread that has gluten in it, that is out. Anything processed. I mean, I do love chocolate. I mean, last week when I was traveling, I went into a locally owned candy store. The candies were made right there, and I got some turtles because I knew they were made well, you know, and like that, I just had a turtle for dessert tonight. I mean, but I had a turtle, and I kind of divided it up into three significant bites and took my time and ate it with awareness, you know, so I do have...
Yeah, we may have been one time a whole handful.
Oh, yeah, a whole bag. I also avoid potato chips, even though they are gluten-free. I could have potato chips, I could have Fritos and things like that, but to me, I feel uncomfortable because those were always such binge foods, and I associate that with basically like shooting up, you know, and I just don't see a need to eat them. You know what I mean?
One of the things that you talked about with the Fritos and the binging, when I was in college, now, back in the day, I was a 6'2", 145-pound guy. That's where I was when I was 18 to 20. And when I started packing on the pounds, you know, the freshman 15, and then through college I put on 20 or 30 pounds, it was so easy to go down and get myself a bag of Fritos and a can. They had this machine with heated cans of Chef Boyardee. I would eat that. It was like nobody's business. If I felt anything at a certain point that got so comforting to me, I'd probably have that combination two or three times a day. Unbelievable, because at this point now I probably have five meals and meet the same caloric intake of, you know, one of those bag of Fritos and probably two of those cans of raviolis.
Mm. Oh, my God. Some of my favorite binges were those family-sized cans of raviolis, and then I'd take American cheese and it was like a pie crust, but it was the cheese.
Mm.
And I'd be like half conscious, and then I'd sit in front of a Bewitched rerun and just, I mean, but I could not picture eating canned ravioli. It just would taste weird. But I think there's definitely, for me, there's been a definite process of withdrawing from foods, you know, like a drug addict. And it takes a while. It takes time for it to literally get out of your system. And for me, it took time for me to, like, kind of, I had to fall out of love with a lot of those foods. And then once I had that separation, that then a shift occurred. And it's like, wow, I don't think I could eat clam dip made with cream cheese. It would probably taste really disgusting to me now. You know, but that just took time. And I didn't say, you know, one day you're going to hate clam dip. That just happened. It's a natural part. If you allow yourself to detox and to heal on your own timetable, it'll just occur naturally.
And, Kelly, you are still live, so feel free to jump in any time. And if anybody else wants to call in, then we'll put you live, too, and you can join in the conversation.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that when you're talking about food and sort of vices and comfort food, one of the foods that I used to love, like a pizza dripping in cheese and pepperoni, throw some olives on there, sauce it up, throw some sugar in the sauce, some sugar in the bread, anything to make it so sweet, I loved it. And, you know, one of the things that I found was some nice Bob's Red Mill makes some great gluten-free stuff. And, you know, I love to eat a gluten-free pizza every now and then, and it really curbs sort of the itch if you're ready to fall off the edge. I know one of the things you started, Stacey, was Recipe Wednesday, and right now you've got a gluten-free pizza, dairy-free pizza, actually, deal.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe it. Since I started YRG in 09, January of 09, I haven't had any pizza. That's just because it never really mattered to me that much. Fried chicken matters. I have fried chicken every now and then, but I just have pizza. And then I heard of Angela Cole, who's got the My Picky Eaters website.
Mm-hmm.
She was raving about Namaste products, and they're all gluten-free. So I tried the pizza crust, and I've tried other gluten-free pizza crust mixes, and they've been like sand, you know. And this was unbelievable. I almost wish that I hadn't tried it because it's that irresistible. But if anyone is a pizza person, go get some Namaste, and you can make the pizza any way you want. You can do it dairy-free, you can do it meat lovers, vegetables, whatever, but you can do your own thing and enjoy it.
And for anybody listening on the phone, I know Robert threw the number up for the people in the chat room. We're at 347-994-1216. If you have a question for Stacey, if you have a question for Robert or myself, and Kelly, who's on the line, who's hanging in there with us, please feel free to call in. We're sitting here waiting for your call. And if Katie, if you're out there, you're a new YRG member, man. We've got a ton of information we can share with you. We can answer anything that you want. So if you're a new YRG member, or maybe you're somebody from sparkpeople.com who Stacey and I frequent, you know, please feel free to call us. You know, we're happy to talk to you. So,
I think Stacey and I should put our heads together, because a lot of the products that are available down in the States aren't available to people like Jay and I, who's in the message in the chat room right now, up here in Canada. Especially, I find, for me, I'm in the eastern end of Canada, and oh my crap, we have nothing here. We have very little gluten-free options. It's basically I'd have to go on a complete raw food diet. Like, I wouldn't be able to get the Namaste stuff unless I ordered online, which requires a credit card, which I also don't have. So it's interesting to try to get some alternatives going that, you know, so if I craved pizza, I could have something like that.
We've got two things coming up in the chat room. And one of the things I want to mention real quick, somebody asked about what Spark People was. SparkPeople.com is another community very similar to Team YRG, but it's a very global site. I mean, you can get nutrition tracking and a couple other things there. You know, Stacey and I are there representing YRG, trying to help people out. And also, Jay had a question, and I actually don't know the answer because I don't do anything with soy. But Jay asked if soy is bad for you if you're a guy. Stacy or Robert, do you guys have any intro on that? Because I can't honestly answer his question.
I think Dallas has mentioned it before. He's very much against soy milk, but I think Stacy would be the one to answer this question.
Well, yeah, what I've heard Dallas say is that all soy, I mean, at least produced in the U.S., is no good because it's been genetically modified. I mean, we could do a whole show on that, and I'll just, you know, summarize, or maybe Henry. I mean, Henry could probably sing an aria because he's such an encyclopedia. But, you know, genetically modified stuff is no good. One aspect of that way of doing food is it's been literally invented to resist pesticides. So what I understand, it's like loaded with pesticides because it can take a lot, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I know women are not supposed to do soy, especially if you're over 40. So I just avoid it, you know. I avoid it. There, almond milk and coconut milk, that's what I stick with.
Yeah, and the reason I don't know about it is I never had a taste for soy. I started out with rice milk, and actually I just recently switched to almond milk. Somebody was talking about Blue Diamond Almond Breeze. I found that recently, and the reason I found it is Dallas challenged me a couple months ago when I was at a plateau. He said, really, get up your protein intake. And one of the things I found is, like, hey, almonds have protein. And if you actually get the unsweetened almond breeze, the calories are lower than rice milk, but plus you get the added value of a protein. So that's some really good stuff there. And to sort of touch on some stuff, not that I'm calling anybody out, but HD is out there. If you go into Team YRG and look at anything that HD's posted, I'm going to give him some props because
he just put
HD,
a website up.
Yeah, which I can't pronounce. I have no idea what that says. Say no to GMOs. Okay, there we go.
Okay. Say no to GMOs.org. HD, and I'm going to label them because I'm... Go ahead.
Oh, it's just a good rule of thumb. You know, avoid anything that's been genetically modified. Just run in the other direction.
Yeah. I've started to buy so many organic things, and I have a really good friend who's done a lot of research on it, probably, you know, touches the HD level on this, and just about the amount of things. I mean, when you start to put things into plants or animals or anything to enhance them, it's just not natural, and those things are going to go into your body, and they're going to sit, and they're not going to do good things to you. But one of the things I was going to say about HD is, you know, he is the professor. You don't know how much knowledge is there, and if you do, go look at his blogs and some of the forums. Hopefully, at some point, you know, we're looking at doing some shows here we've been talking about, and then possibly bringing HD into the fold here to talk to us about, you know, sort of the science of YRG and some of those things. So hopefully, you know, that happens in the next couple shows here. But
as far as soy goes, I had a conversation with Terry Lange, and she told me to avoid it because of being modified genetically and stuff like that, but it's because Jay had hit on it a little bit. It's not about the testosterone in soy. It affects estrogen. And I already have, being a female, of course, my estrogen levels are all out of whack anyway, so she said stay away from that stuff because it'll throw you out of whack. So just a little note there.
We got anybody else out there on the lines, Robert? Or?
Not yet, no. I've been waiting patiently for Ryan or for HD or to call in. But I, you know, and actually, this is me calling you out right now to call
there
in.
There you go. You know, a couple weeks ago, I did the Sparky call out night, and I hit Steven, who called in, and I hit Jay, who called in. And I know both of those guys are out there, including Ryan. I'll say, Ryan, these guys stepped up. So I don't know where Ryan's at, and I don't know if he can give us a buzz. But anybody who's out there, in addition to those guys, feel free to give us a call because we're here. Number's 347-994-1216. So you know, one of the things that you talked about in your recent blog, Stacy, with temptation calling, and it was kind of like sort of the ebb and flow of eating and how you fit certain things in. And you were recently on the road traveling, right?
Yeah, for back-to-back trips. I was traveling quite a bit. And the different worlds, you know, when you're in airports and in strange cities. And I found myself kind of, you know, gravitating back towards wanting food mindlessly, you know, which is very easy to do in an airport. And I realized I was operating under this delusion that food eaten within an airport terminal doesn't count. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. I've got to just, like, dial it back a little and you know, realize what I'm doing. And I got a handle on it immediately. Whereas, you know, if this had been 5 years ago, I think I would have let this spiral and maybe have it go on for a few months until I gained significant weight back. But that's one of the benefits of this, what I call feeling and living with awareness. It's just like being aware all the time, and it's easy. It's just another habit once you cultivate it. Also, I wear denim now, and you just can't get away with it. Denim. So that was a great little alarm, too, for me. I mean, my pants got tighter, but I blogged about it. I decided to blog about it and, you know, just give a few ideas in terms of how I deal with it. Like when I'm on the road eating, I do enjoy food more than I do at home, but I have to balance it out. So, you know, I have to say no to a lot of things. I say yes to some things. I always have hot tea and water because I think that's very cleansing. And I always leave something behind on my plate, which, you know, in a restaurant, I think that's a really healthy thing to do because most portions are pretty enormous. And
they
What's that?
I was just going to say, they load plates up now. Like, you got to feed yourself and the two people next to you.
It's unbelievable. So I want to just, I do that. I decided I'm going to leave something behind now every time I eat out as a gesture, you know, to let myself know that I'm in charge of the food and not the other way around.
Yeah, you're not sitting at your mom's table where you have to eat everything that you're given.
Right.
Exactly. Clara,
I'm laughing. Robert's been telling me he's going to get me, and he just said, we're Doug when we need a cheerleader. And if anybody knows Doug, Doug's been, you know, Captain YRG for a long time. He's a monster motivator. And one of the times on the show, Dallas actually, the cheerleader came out of Dallas's mouth describing Doug. And if you know Doug, it's like, hey, wait a second. So, and then he morphed into the monster motivator. So Robert got me on that one.
You know what? Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I can say this because Doug's not on the air, so he can get back at me later. After all that started, you know, he's giving me hell about calling him a cheerleader. So I actually found I spent quite a lot of time in Photoshop, so I found a good picture of a cheerleader and photoshopped his face on there and sent it to Dallas. And I said, listen, I put the image way down, and I put a lot of text at the top. And said, listen, Doug is taking this cheerleader thing way too seriously. And I put the image at the bottom. But I CC Doug on it too, so yeah, Doug was not happy with me at all.
Yeah, Doug. If you don't know him yet, and God bless him, he's in Germany. He's you know, working really hard. He's in an opposite time zone, and hopefully some of the new people get to know him. But Doug is really a guy who lives, breathes, sweats, and you know, bleeds YRG. So hey, we've got a question here, and goodness, I'm going to be honest, and I don't know the answer because I don't take any supplements, maybe some fish oil, maybe a multivite. But Katie, who's one of our new members, we just joined this week, she's from Indiana, she's asking what kind of supplements should she be taking. She takes a multivitamin and an iron pill. So I don't know, Stacy or Robert, if you guys do supplements or you know something that's really good aside some of the things that we mentioned that you might want to look at.
Well, I'm personally big on vitamin C just to stay healthy, but that's just me. Other than that, I just do a multivitamin. What about you, Stacy?
Yeah, and Henry just posted that multis are low in most levels that you need. So, but I do supplements, but mine are based on how my nutritionist, you know, reads me and according to my blood work, my most recent blood work. I heard Suzanne Summers say, and she's like a nutrition nut. I mean, she's very passionate about health. She said everyone should be taking a multi and some C. I think it was like grapeseed oil and definitely CoQ10 for your heart. And if you take nothing else, those and fish oil. So like a multi, vitamin C, CoQ10, and fish oil, you'll get some major bases covered. But I would say if anyone has the cash to invest in a nutritionist, it's absolutely worth it. I can give you the name of the one that I use. I've never met her. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, but Dallas and Terry recommended her, and she's amazing. She's also transformed herself from a size 26 to a, I don't know, an 8 or something like that, just through good nutrition.
And Henry is filling up the chat room with all kinds of stuff. One of the things he says is that fish oil is number one most important. But he also says that he's willing to do a show on supplements. So
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, we're going to hold you to that, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, I don't know if I mentioned it to Robert, one of the things that Stacy and I talked about, and, we're looking at maybe a three-part series on the science of YRG. Because, one of the things that we need to do is talk about supplements, talk about, different things that happen to you when you put things in your body. And there's nobody that knows better than the professor, HD. So anybody who wants to see that who's in the chat room right now, give me a hell yeah in the chat room. So, 56 minutes. We're tapping out at an hour here. And
quickly.
Going pretty strong. Kelly, you got anything to add to this? You got any thoughts?
Just a supplement thing. For myself, I take a probiotic as well in the morning. I eat, I'm still not dairy-free, so I eat a little bit of yogurt because I had some issues a while back. So I take a probiotic supplement as well with the B12 and a multi and vitamin C and vitamin D. Because up in Canada, the whole sunshine disappearing in the winter. But yeah, what Stacy said, I'm curious to see what HD would have. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of hell yeah, so I think that Henry has committed.
HD has a fan club. Hell yeah. I'm in that. So this is pretty cool. I'm keeping an eye on the chat room as I always have. We're up to 16 users, which is pretty good for us right now. I don't know who's all on the phone, but anybody lighting up the queue right now?
No, we have one person who had some guts, and that's Kelly.
Woo! Yeah, good.
So I'm calling out everybody else. That's it.
Robert's taking them all on. Come on, guys. Miss Bob, we may be.
I'm on the internet. Nobody knows where I live. It's good.
I do.
Well,
I know the general vicinity.
I wanted to say to Kelly, let's really work on getting you and our other Canadian Team YRG members some gluten-free options, whether it's
Absolutely.
Through shipping or finding you some good recipes that you can do right in your home, because that's important. You got to have variety, and you got to have, gluten-free choices if you're going to make it viable. So I will work on that.
Okay.
That's awesome. That would be great. I know food options get pretty bland after a while when there's no, you get sick of kind of corn tortillas or, rice, everything. It's like, ugh, come on, seriously, this is getting bad.
well, I'm going to find a way to some Namaste pizza mix because it's going to change your life.
Oh, that
was yeah, cool. I wanted to point something out to Ryan. Ryan, Spark People wasn't made by Sparky. Sparky People only has one member, so.
Yeah. Sparky has one member. Spark People, so you know, it's a wide community. They support a bunch of different things, and there's a lot of people on there, and you have some good tools. And it's fantastic that you guys get in there and talk about some things. There's a lot of people there that need help, and if we can bring them, you know, to Team YRG, if we can bring them to YRG Radio, get them active and get them participating so we can help them too, because, you know, one of the things about Team YRG and doing YRG is paying it forward. It's not only to ourselves and to our other Team YRG members, but it's to everybody else, because there's nothing better about being healthy and knowing that you feel healthy than helping somebody else get to where you are right now. I know it makes me feel fantastic, you know, when people get energized by that. I am going to throw this out here one more time before we close it out. I know Ryan's out there. Ryan's got questions. He's always in the chat room. He pops in. If you want to come on, buddy, we're staying open for you for another minute. So you coming?
And can you believe that Ryan says he doesn't call because he doesn't have anything to say, but he's just in the chat room all night and chats. I think you can do better than that. I really do.
Yeah. And Katie talked about keeping carbs and protein separate. She's in the chat room. And that's really food combining, Katie. And one of the things that you want to do is sort of your body digests them better when you take them separately. You know, one of the things, if you're going to go phase three right away, you know, kind of plan out your meals like that. As far as rice and beans separately, you know, there's a lot of protein in beans. And, you know, you get some of your carb from your rice. But, you know, you can have them together. It's not a bad idea. But if you're doing things like you're eating your fruits early in the morning, you know, one of the things that I do is I take my fruit early in a shake. I do my workout, and then I might go get, you know, my protein, have my eggs or a turkey burger after that. So that's something that you might want to do. I don't know where you're at with your diet if you are doing phase three, but you know, you might try that out. It's okay to combine, but you know, one of the things to keep in mind is that your body's probably more receptive to things like carbohydrates right around your workouts. So either before or after is probably a good time to take them. What do you think, Stacey?
Yeah, I have to confess, I'm a part-time food combiner. I do it sometimes. I don't get too strict. I mean, anything that starts to feel too strict, I'm going to rebel, you know. But I do sometimes do it, and I think rice and beans together are fine. That actually makes a complete protein. Actually, tonight for dinner, I had brown rice first, with vegetable puree soup that I made, and a little later I had some chicken breast. You know, so sometimes I do it. I always do fruit separately because I just think that is so good for you to have the fruit really cleanse without anything else interfering. So there are different schools of thought, and you got to play around and try it and see. You know, you might feel 100% better food combining. So see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Stacey, do you see that question from the Cryptic Shadow in the chat room right now?
Wait a minute. No. What is it?
I've heard Dallas say several times to eat carbs first. My dad is diabetic. I'm generally predisposed to it. Can that help control blood sugar spikes?
You know what? I've never heard. This is the first I've heard about eating carbs first.
Mm-hmm.
So I would maybe shoot DDP an email through the Team YRG site and see what else he has to say about it. But I don't know about that.
Yeah, Terry would be a good one for that too, I think.
Yeah,
Terry.
Terry would be fantastic, and I'm sure HD's probably going to see this.
That's true. We got the professor out there.
You know, we got three people, Steve, who can probably hit that. I'm sorry, I don't have a great answer for you, but you know, somebody here is going to have one. That's the beauty of Team YRG. We're a team. We're not like, you know, individuals. Not everybody has the right answer all the time, but together we're going to find the best answers for you most of the time. So
I know how to push buttons.
You're good at it.
That's what I bring to the show.
I think if we don't have anything else, you know, Ryan.
I think Ryan had to go potty.
I just wanted to Ryan, hang in there. You know, I'm glad that you keep showing up and supporting the show. And
absolutely.
You know, just hang in there and keep asking for support. We're here for you, and that's why we're doing the show.
Absolutely. And you know, Ryan, it's, you know, when we say things like this, and I actually went to Steve and I went to Jay after I did the call out, you know, it's all in good fun because everybody here has your best interest at heart. And, you know, it's nothing more than we want to make sure that you can be the best you possible. So,
oh, yeah,
you know, with that, I've got nothing else. Big hugs and kisses for Stacy and Robert. From me,
I'll take the hugs, but I'll stop there.
I wanted to say again, happy birthday, Kelly. Thank you for calling in, and you're an inspiration. Keep on posting because we love reading about how your life is just taking off.
Awesome, I will do for sure.
Yeah, fantastic, Kelly. Thanks for calling in. Everybody in the chat room, thanks for the questions, Katie. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Keep paying it forward. You see new people coming in, you know, be sure to let them know what's going on. Give them a warm welcome. That's what we're here for. We're here to make everybody's lives the best they can be. That's all I got, folks.
Awesome.
And thanks, Porky. Thanks for being at the helm.
Thanks, guys.
Really
no problem.
Absolutely.
With that, this is Porky. I'm out.
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how'd you like to get down with DDP right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is gonna be one of those segments
where the bottom line is, guys. First of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, let me just tell you something. July 12th, Bash at the Beach. Want him to know the size does matter.
That's this Sunday, man. The whole world's talking about it.
Rodzilla's bitch, you're dead. Bam!
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again, back the camera up. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in to this. Bam!
DDP Radio.